Last month, we spoke to Ron Baker, founder of the Vera Sage Institute in California, on his radical views about the billable hour, timesheets, and those entrenched systems which have governed professional service firms for decades. It's time to move on, says Ron, who'd like us to implement value pricing, not value billing. In other words, a thorough overhaul is needed in our offering to clients, and he explains how in his latest book, Implementing Value Pricing, A Radical Business Model for Professional Firms. We return to Ron Baker again this month for more details. The first question, Heather Dawson asks him, why does the billable hour continue to exist when so many now argue that it should be dead and buried?
It's a fascinating question. I think it comes down to people don't try and optimize or maximize. People do what economist Herbert Simon said, satisfice. They do good enough. And I think the billable hour has been around for coming up to 100 years now, just because, you know what, it's good enough, it's easy, we understand it, it's in our DNA, and we're not hurting, so why should we change? I think that's bad thinking, but I think that's probably the predominant reason why it's still here.
Well, you pursue the issue in implementing value pricing, a radical business model for professional firms. That's your latest book. Why did you write that book?
I wanted to disseminate all the experience that we learned since publishing the first book in 1998, kind of a wisdom guided by experience thing. We know so much more about value pricing and business model changes than I did back in 98 when I published the first book, that I wanted to share that with my colleagues. I wanted it to be a one-stop book where whether you read prior books of mine or not, you'd be able to go to this and it would be a full-blown reference with case studies and checklists and forms, everything you needed to implement not only the value pricing but also the business model.
Well, tell us, what are the main themes of this book, Ron?
Well, you know, Herman Melville, the author of Moby Dick, said to produce a mighty book, you must choose a mighty theme. And there's three mighty themes that I lay out in this book. The first is we have to change the predominant business model of we sell time to we sell intellectual capital, what we call transforming a firm from a professional service firm to a professional knowledge firm. It's a radical concept because radical is Latin for getting back to the root, and the root in this case is the customers by value, not time. So that's the first one, changing the business model of firms. The second is providing strategies to help firms create more value. A lot of accounting firms think, oh, we sell a commodity, we do commodity work. Nothing could be further from the truth. There's no such thing as a commodity. And in order to capture more value through better pricing, you first need to create more value, more profit, more wealth, if you will, for the customer. And this book lays out some strategies in one of its first sections. The third mighty theme is an eight-step process for implementing value pricing in firms so you can better able capture a fairer portion of the value that you create for your customers. And so those are the three mighty themes that run through this book.
Now, Ron, you're very particular about using the term value pricing and not value billing. Why is that?
It's very simple. Billing takes place in arrears after the work has been done. Pricing takes place up front before you do the work. Businesses have prices. There's very little thing, I can't think of anything that we buy with our own money that we don't know the price up front for a very fundamental reason. We all as consumers want to compare price and value, and we violate that law at our peril. It causes write-downs and write-offs and very unhappy clients if they're surprised by a bill. Customers want certainty in price. We should give it to them. And that's why pricing takes place up front, and that's why we prefer it over the word billing.
Well, Ron, can you explain, if you remove hourly billing and timesheets, what do you replace them with?
Yeah, what replaces hourly billing and timesheets are primarily seven things, and it might be a little bit tough to remember on a podcast or an interview, but the first one is price-led costing. The book has an entire chapter for each one of these things, by the way, but price-led costing is the idea that prices are really set by value. Prices aren't set by cost. They're not set by labor time. Prices in a free market are set by the value somebody's willing to pay. And nobody asks how long it took, you know, Porsche to make its car. Nobody cares. What they care about is the value compared to the price. And so price-led costing is the first thing. The second thing is that we advocate that firms establish a value council and appoint a chief value officer, a CVO. And that enables us to turn over pricing to people who are good at it. The third thing is fixed price agreements and change orders. This is what documents the meeting of the minds between the customer and the professional. It lays out the work that we're going to do, the price that we're going to charge. The payment terms are discussed in advance because terms are just another word for price. And it also lays out the scope of the engagement. So when that scope changes, we can institute a change order. And this is the number one question we get. Well, what happens when, you know, I get into a job and things change? Well, same thing as a contractor or an auto mechanic. You issue a change order, probably one of the most intelligent pricing strategies ever devised. The fourth thing is project management. There's an entire chapter in the book that describes what you have to do for project management, but in short, it's really about duration. It's not about time spent. Project managers look at duration. When will the work actually get to the customer? Because that's the baby. Focusing on the time spent is looking at the labor pains, but it's duration that matters because that's where the bottlenecks are. The fifth thing is firm-wide key predictive indicators. What are things that we should be measuring to predict whether or not customers are satisfied, will refer to us, and indeed come back to us and buy more? And the last thing are after-action reviews. And this is where we try and capture that tacit knowledge that we learn from each engagement. If you do these seven things, you don't need timesheets and you don't need to bill by the hour. They become absolutely superfluous, and the book lays this out in enormous detail.
Ron Baker, Vera Sage Institute.